1300 Rats. There was a man in our village who never in his life had a pet of any kind until his wife died. By my calculation, Gerard Loomis was in his mid-50s when Marietta was taken from him. But at the ceremony in the chapel, he looked so scorched and stricken people mistook him for a man 10 or 20 years older. He sat collapsed in the front pew, his clothes mismatched and his limbs splayed in the extremity of his grief, looking as if he'd been dropped there from a great height, like a bird stripped of its feathers in some aerial catastrophe. Once the funeral was over, and we'd all offered up our condolences and gone back to our respective homes, rumors began to circulate. Gerard wasn't eating. He wouldn't leave the house or change his clothes. He'd been seen bent over a trash barrel in the front yard, burning patent leather pumps, brassieres, skirts, wigs, even the mink stole with its head and feet still attached that his late wife had worn with pride on Christmas, Easter, and Columbus Day. People began to worry about him, and understandably so. Ours is a fairly close-knit community of 120 souls, give or take a few, distributed among some 52 stone and timber houses erected nearly a century ago in what the industrialist B.P. Newhouse hoped would be a model of utopian living. We are not utopians, at least not in this generation, but our village, set as it is in the midst of 600 acres of dense forest at the end of a consummately discreet road some 40 miles from the city, has fostered, we like to think, a closeness and uniformity of outlook you wouldn't find in some of the newer developments built right up to the edges of the malls, gallerias, and factory outlets that surround them. He should have a dog, people said. That sounded perfectly reasonable to me. My wife and I have a pair of Shelties, as well as two lorikeets, whose chatter provides a tranquil backdrop to our evenings by the fireplace, and one very fat angelfish in a tank all his own on a stand in my study. One evening, at dinner, my wife glanced at me over her reading glasses and said, "Do you know that according